Thank you and good morning. The Rural Counties Representatives of California held its annual installation dinner and reception on Wednesday night. And in addition to Supervisor Rex Bone taking over the vice chair duties, the group that represents 34 rural counties in California also issued awards. Senator Mike McGuire was named as the Legislator of the Year, and Bone said in a statement that they appreciate the collaborative approach McGuire has taken to decision-making on the unique issues and obstacles rural counties face. McGuire was noted for his work, such as wildfire recovery efforts in Lake County and authoring the medical marijuana legislation recently signed into law. McGuire said in a statement that it's a privilege to work on behalf of rural counties and small communities, and that he'll continue to fight to ensure they have the resources they need to thrive in the future. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
Eureka Police held a brief ceremony Thursday afternoon to present a special challenge coin award to Tammy Moore, a citizen who was instrumental in the arrest of a sex offender in May of 2015. On that May 21st, Moore was checking in a male guest at the motel she manages when she noticed that that guest matched the description of a man who had a felony warrant out in his name for failing to register as a sex offender. Moore contacted Eureka Police and they quickly responded to the scene to take the subject into custody. Police Chief Andy Mills presented the challenge coin to Moore for her efforts on that day.
Thank you, Jordan. Eureka Police also honored 17-year volunteer Gary Swanson with its Community Service and Volunteer Award, an award created in 2015 to recognize those who give their time in service to the city. Swanson was a member of the Eureka Volunteer Patrol and logged more than 6,200 hours working with the department. Swanson is the first recipient of the award, and it was presented to him in a private ceremony on Wednesday. Fortuna police arrested two people during an investigation into a residential burglary on Renner Drive on Thursday night. The residents of the house came home to find that they had been burglarized, and officers investigating the scene determined that the thieves had fled the scene through a nearby field. Fortuna officers searched the area and then contacted 23-year-old Latasha Haslam and 28-year-old David Osborne, both of Eureka, who were walking off the campus of a nearby school. Officers stopped and contacted the pair and determined that Haslam was wanted on a warrant and Osborne was on probation. A search of the pair turned up items stolen from the residence on Renner Drive. Both were arrested and booked into county jail. The property belonging to the victims was then returned. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of an explosion and fire at a residence in the 3800 block of D Street in Eureka on Wednesday night, a house located just over the county line in the Rosewood section of town. When firefighters reached the scene, they found a wall partially destroyed and a 24-year-old man who had suffered injuries and burns. A search warrant was obtained and materials found at the residence are consistent with a hash lab. The 24-year-old man was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment of burns across his torso and face, and three dogs who were found at the house were turned over to animal control. They were unharmed, and no arrests have been made. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 2 weeks ago, Governor Jerry Brown stood behind a podium in Sacramento and outlined his proposed $171 billion budget for the upcoming year. Contained in the budget proposal was approximately $78 billion for education, part of a promise made to educators during his first term in office that he would work to restore education funding to pre-2008 recession levels. Humboldt County School Superintendent Gary Eagles said that while the budget proposal is one thing, educators will keep a close eye on what legislators do over the next 5 months.
Until the budget is actually signed in June, there's a lot of changes that go on. And so educators have to watch what happens very carefully because the governor puts out the budget plan. Select legislators in Sacramento then pick up various elements of that budget plan and they craft proposed bills.
Eagle said that a lot can change between January and June.
As those bills are crafted, it then get more detail. And there's an opportunity during the deliberative process, the legislative review process of committees and public input, to be able to refine what some of those concepts look like. Just because the governor suggested this is the way I think business ought to be done, it doesn't necessarily translate into that's how it will actually be done.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Dr. Gary Eagles by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.